Good morning to everyone. December 14th, 2010. Simandar City Hall on a crisp sunny morning in the absence of our current Gnani Pujya Deepak Bhai Desai. The Mahatmas, some 700 to 800 of them, have gathered to review a recorded DVD, which is the next best thing to the live satsang. And we will find out what they are going to show us, and then we will translate this for you. Please note that the translations, some of them are not accurate to the extent that there are sometimes audio problems from where we are sitting, and also we do not have the access to the actual books that have been translated, because they read very fast and they keep switching them on us here. Today we have brought up the Vani 9, so we will see what this is all about. Okay, so they have gone switched to Flawless Vision now. Parayan 2007 on the Flawless Vision. Nij Dosh Darshan Thi Nirdosh in 2007. Deepak Bhai.
Jai Sachidananda.
I bow to this Absolute Self who resides within you with oneness and one sense of oneness. These are all beautiful talks here. When you read once, one layer will go. When you read twice, the second layer of ignorance will leave. The more you read, more and more the external veils of ignorance will leave. And then, as you read more, then you will understand the intent of Dadashri, and then ultimately you will understand the Paramarth, which is the attaining of the Absolute Self level, Paramarth. And through the contemplation and through the visualization and through the envisioning, through the chit and then through the nididhyasan, it becomes live for you, sakshatkar. Deepak, we question. There is a quotation on compassion on MP3. Dadashri says you have kindness, we have compassion, and Tirthankars have Karunyata. Dadashri says, you're sitting there and I'm sitting here. There is a little bit of a difference. And whereas the Tirthankar does not even have this that much even distance between that distance that you're sitting there and I'm sitting here, there's absolute oneness. The Tirthankar has absolute oneness with your own soul. He does not see any difference between your soul and my soul. That is the nature of the abhedita, the oneness of the Tirthankar. But
so
the Adashri says that Karunita is a totally different talk. That is correct, says Deepak Bhai. Dada Shri says that Dada had gone to the jungles in Nairobi area. He says the Gnani is there, but the lion doesn't care. Whereas if the Tirthankar is there, the lion will come and sit around the Tirthankar. So that is the difference. So this is where we have to reach. The wife is part, half your part. There is so much division and divisiveness and separation with you two kashais. And so as the kashais decrease, as the mistakes decrease, one will rise towards the level of abhedita, no separation. I have heard from Niruma, he says, he says the step first is this Rajipo, which is that you have to have the pleasure of the Gnani. So it is like, you know, from one rupee, then there is a note of 100. And so from Rajipo you become the compassion and then the karuna. Karunyata means there is absolutely no separate at all. There is no difference between me and Dada. That is the ultimate karunyata. Yeah. He has received the compassion of the Gnani. There is no separation. Yeah, but you know, for us, we see a little bit of dirt here and there on the vessels. Whereas when the vessel is absolutely clean, that is the when there is no kashai, there is no mistake, there is no fault whatsoever, that there is no separation. You know, how do you keep Dada happy and pleased? That is the beginning of Purushartha. So the question is, I am doing this, will Dada be happy? My such conduct, will Dada be happy? The way I am talking, the way I am seeing faults of others, when the interference of the intellect, will Dada be happy with me? So if you are following, if Dada will be happy, then you get the pleasure of the Dada. By then you go higher, which is, of course, when you are in the agnas of Dada, Dada is very happy with you. Yes. And then if the teacher is very pleased with you, then the teacher will focus on the people who are on the front seats, because he knows that these boys in the front are really paying attention to what we are saying, whereas people in the back, the students in the back are not paying attention. These people are doing their homework in the front, and so he has already read everything. He has done the assigned homework. So then the teacher really has no way to proceed with the student if he has not done his homework. So So he is constantly doing his homework. So then the Gnani knows that this person is smart, he is clever, and so he might even just call him personally for an hour in his presence and give him extra time. And this is called, this is Rajipo. When the Gnani is pleased with someone, then the grace falls. And so the live vision is excellent, because Eklavya used to have the statue of Dronacharya as his guru, and he was learning, but in the live presence of Dronacharya, it makes so much of a difference. So by pleasing the Gnani, by remaining in the Agnas, which is the highest way of pleasing the Gnani, you rise higher, and then you get the grace of the Gnani. But the one who has attained the compassion of the Gnani, then he never falls down, right? That's the question. No, the one who attains the compassion of the Gnani will never fall. That is correct. Deepakoi says, I was just an ordinary student. However, Dada paid attention to me because I was sincere to this. Yes. Even after this. It looks like Deepakoi. I feel like I have seen the sample of a smart student, a clever student. But your state is such that I feel that the external pudgal is also become very good. What did you show to Dada that your external as well as internal is so beautiful, Deepak Bhai? Your external pudgal has become like Dada only. Deepak Bhai says there must be some secret there. Will you please share the secret? What is the secret? What was your internal? Deepak Bhai says, I don't know much. I am looking at, I don't go inside it at all. But I do know that. But I did not know. Deepak Bhai says, I used to just say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. I do not want to interfere that. And if I see anybody's mistakes, then I just ask for do pratikraman, that's all. I did not know that such a great station will come. I did not know. I did receive the Niruma with me. Niruma had a lot of time with Dada, but I did not have such a long time with Dada. But the work that I got for Dada Vani, the important work that I got for Dada Vani, editing Dada Vani, I used to work up to 18 hours a day on Dada Vani. This is like somebody becoming a nimit only. And so I became a nimit in the Dada Vani. I had limited abilities. You have seen Dada Niruma. I would like somebody who has met all the three Gnanis. I would like this person, so he is asking somebody to talk. This person, yes, Bhupendra Bhai, has met Dada. I have seen Deepak Bhai from the very beginning. And then the one who is Vitrag, his speech never is useless. Dada was so happy with him in 1976. Dada has blessed Deepak Bhai. Deepak, Deepak, you will even go higher than us only. You will go even higher than me only. Deepak Bhai. So this is Bhupendra. I have heard Dada Vani live, and I am also listening to Dada and Vani through Deepak Bhai too now. But it is the Dada Vani that is coming through Deepak Bhai is very beautiful. He has spent 18 years with Dada. And then he spent another 18 years with Niruma. So that is like dual. And then if we listen to Deepak Bhai for 36 years, and if we become like the intentions of like becoming like Deepak Bhai, then we will become like. And Deepak Bhai bless us all. Bless us that you can make us listen to your speech for 36 years. Deepak Bhai says, let us have the intentions that more and more work gets done of Dada, and thus that good work will continue. Yes, 36, 40, why not? The more the better. Yes. Please sit down. Yeah. This one. Yeah, you can sit. Yeah. Sashikant Bhai. I was talking to Sanjay yesterday. If you. This is people used to massage Dada's hair and put oil in his hair. So if we get to do massage of the Deepak Bhai's hair, it will become darker in color and everybody will get the benefit of touching his hair. Deepak Bhai says it's more important to concentrate on the words of Dada than his hair. When you were in Long Island, and when we knew about that this happened to Deepak Bhai, okay, so now the merit karma. This is like the punya, the merit karma of at one time. He says, when the merit karma of the world is unfolding, then the gnani is there. When the merit karma of the world is going down, the gnani leaves. Yes, all the major intentions of Dada and Niruma are now coming into fruits through Deepak Bhai. You see, Dada, even if one person can turn this way. This is we have this infinite Aishwarya godliness that is there in front of us. Oh my Gnani, we are at your feet. You have entered my heart through these eyes. This Purushan, okay, let us go. He does not want to take this. He just puts this aside. Page 76. Is this Purushart or grace? Purushart. You don't need Purushart, you need grace. You see, grace is more important. There is no internal thing. Grace is more important here. What is grace? Grace means to keep Dada happy. When will Dada become happy with you? When the S capitals have to... He only wants to see is that how much of the Agnas are you remaining within his Agnas. He does not care much. If you remain in his Agnas, then he is happy with you. You see, but ours is such that we want a little bit of the world and we want a little bit of the eternals also. But he says, you will need, if you will need to go into the Swapurushat, which is the inner effort of the S capital self. Our desire is to remain in the Agnas of the Jnani, the directives of the Jnani. And then when you are in the Agnas, then there will be the fun of the remaining in the Agnas. This is a cash science. It gives instant results. If you remain for 1 hour in my Agnas, then you will have magnificent results. Yesterday Himanshu was asking, what is grace? I want to become the receptacle for grace. What can I do to become the receptacle for grace of the Jnani? No, by doing you will not. He says, what can I do? That is the ego. You cannot become the receptacle of grace if you are going to be the doer. To become the vessel to receive the grace, you don't need to be the doer. You just need to just focus on what agnas can I be in? How can I remain in the agnas of the Jnani? If I'm in agnas a little bit, the Jnani is pleased with me. And the more I am in agnas, then the Jnani is rajipo, the Jnani is pleasure. The Jnani is nothing but the absolute self. In 77, Dada told me that if you are trying to make khichdi, and then once the khichdi is ready, will you not be happy? Because slowly it is cooked now, so will you not be happy? But does it matter? But otherwise, if there is some problem with the grain, then it may not become right. So 1970, Dada was very happy, he says. He says, I was in the Agnas of the Jnani, and 1977 I got the seva of the Jnani by doing his Dada Vani, and so his grace befell on me. And to serve the Jnani, the enlightened one, is the greatest greatest grace. To do the Swapurushart, S capital Purushart, the internal. How are you going to recognize the Purushart of the S capital self? But as you become free from your passions of anger, greed, deceit and pride, then you will be able to see the inner beauty of the Swapurushart, the S capital Purushart. It is based when your awareness results into the experience of the S capital self, not the small SELF, then you will be able to rise higher, that awareness. Until for that awareness, it is most critical not to hurt anyone around you, not to hurt the other person. So how is the Jnani going to be happy? If you hurt anyone, how can the Jnani be happy with you? And if you are protecting your own mistakes, if you are covering up your own mistakes, if you are hiding your own mistakes, if you are being deceitful, if you are trying to insist on having it your way, how can the Jnani be happy with you? The Jnani will be happy if you move away from these inner kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride. And so we must stop hurting others. We must attempt to decrease the pain of the other person, and that is going to lead us higher. And the way to do it, the ideal way to do it, is through the five agnas of the Jnani Purush, which is received after the Jnanviti. Why do you think somebody is putting manure and seeds and tilling the land? Because you whatever you have sown must grow. Otherwise, what is the use? You know, if you're doing all of these things in terms of the water, the fertilizer, etc., it is all to produce beautiful yields and results. In the same way. Dada knows that if I have sown seeds in you of the Jnana, of the knowledge of the Self, then that knowledge of the Self must grow with the proper nurturing and the care of these five Agnas. And so, and Dada has said that all I want is five pure ones in this world. Only if there are five pure ones in the world, P capital, O capital, pure ones in the world, they will change the face of the world. Dada wanted only five pure ones. And this is his inner, his major internal intentions, his in deepest higher intentions for the salvation of the world is what is carrying on this mission. Because, you know, to take the pride of doership is something that is worth vomiting. You're trying to swallow that which had to be vomited off. You can never take the pride of doership because it will keep you in doership. If you have lack of continence in sexual matters, that is going to draw you into the world of passions only. And so when there is the special grace of the Jnani is where there is such leakage, when you have made the highest decisions to remain in Brahmacharya, to remain in the five Agnas, to remain such that you can become an instrument in the salvation of the world. And this is exactly what Dada Shri and Niruma nurtured. And this is the highest values worth nurturing in a human being and within yourself. And therefore, this begins with the seva or the service of the Jnani. The Jnani doesn't want your worldly things or worldly service. The Jnani wants you to really get to the point where you can make a difference for the world. So check, is somebody suffering? Is somebody having a bad time? Is somebody hurting? Is there anything you can do about it? There is only one intention, that all Mahatmas, nobody should have any suffering, nobody should have any difficulty, nobody should have become any emotionality here, etc. And so this is the value systems that Dada Shri had nurtured, so that the common needs of everybody were taken care of when Dada was around. And then, and if you can do that kind of a yagna, the sacrificial fire of service, where you really start thinking about the other person rather than yourself, and then you really enter into the true nature of what is service is, and so then you enter into oneness, and then you can lift up the others into it. The more you enter into oneness without any kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride, then you will rise higher into the level of this oneness. Mahatmas need to become so hearty and pure. Purity through the heart only, then they will reach. And without any kashais of anger, greed, deceit and pride. And so they are all molding themselves beautifully in the service of each other, understanding each other, coming close to each other. And so supportive to each other, purak, to be supportive to the other person. If he's lacking something, then you support that. And if somebody is lacking something, then you got the complimentary part, and therefore you lift it up. So if you want to lift up something heavy, then you know it is easier if there are four people hanging at the four ends, and then. And so this is the abhedita, the absolute lack of any divisiveness due to separation, due to differences in opinion. So no, you should not move away from it. But if you just kind of come in as a whole and kind of be supportive to each other, then you will enter into beautiful service of Jagat Kalyan, which is the service of the Jnani only, because the Jnani has only one intention, which is the intention to attain the salvation of the world only. And so where you have become stopped, then move forward. Where it has become spoiled, do not look at the spoil, look what is remaining and how you can improve it. And because, you know, in a large organization, small and large problems will arise, but in beyond that, of course, you have the dual vision of looking at the pure souls in the other person and the relative self, which has got the ability or the inability, and there if you can help, then go ahead and help. And then as as you become clearer and clearer and purer and purer within, you will be able to go rise higher only. He says, Arkansas. Excess, yes, everybody is arranges everything. There is everybody keeps it clean. Everybody keeps it so neat and clean. Nobody finds faults with anyone else. Just do what you can. If you can do something, do it. Do the seva, the service. And this is the greatest sacrificial fire. This is the yagna. This is the yagna that is going to lead you to the liberation. And the one who does this kind of service, he gets more grace than the one who is in satsang. He gets more grace of the jnani than the one who is sitting in this kind of halls listening. The one who is outside doing this selfless service gains much more grace of the jnani. Because then the crowds will come of those people who have not received this jnana. And so the people who are here who should really become very established in how they can continue to become to give this service without any ego, without any kashais. And so internally, of course, they want to remain in the five agnas, to remain as the S capital self, the pure soul, Shuddha Atma. And so the krupa is the grace, is the fertilizer. The water is this speech of the Dada Shri. The jnan has been received as the seed. So the grace is the fertilizer. This grace is the service. That is why Dada has said, so get the Rajipo, the pleasure of the Jnani, please the Jnani in this way. And so, you want to remain in the Agnas of the Jnani. If you miss it, then again ask for the energies and reset it and return back to it. And so then Karuna, the compassion. So first there is the pleasure of the Jnani, then there is the grace of the Jnani, then there is the compassion of the Jnani, and then there is finally the Karunyata of the Jnani, the ultimate compassion. What will be the result of this thing? That there is Samadhi, there will be absolute insulation from any pain of the world. You will have now no affectation from physical, mental or externally induced problems. That is the end result, krupa of grace. Samadhi is the end result of grace. Yes, so. We are not making you follow the agnas because we have to. There is a result of it. There is a fruit that. There is a great yagna, the fire of seva going on of Dada. Everybody knows that Dada is present here. Deepak Bhai says Dada is present here for sure. Niruma is present here for sure in subtle body. They are both present here. Dada, she says that if five Mahatmas are sitting and they're talking about Dada, then Dada has to be present. Dada is not a physical body. Dada is the S capital self, the absolute self. There has been a tremendous progress on the path of liberation for human beings. Look at all these enlightened ones. And so, especially in the last year and a half to 2 years of Niruma of our last times with Nani Purush Dada Shri in the 87 and 88, the changes that happened in her were magnificent. She became the enlightened one through the molding from the Dada Shri. Okay, what is the must? Some people come for darshan. The issues. Okay, darshan. He says, I'm just going to go and do darshan. I'm going to leave. He says, you know, if many people went, came to do darshan, he says, if I see Dada, then my business will run well. Even if he's... Gnani's darshans have various levels. Niruma had tremendous darshan of the Gnani. Niruma, who was a gynecologist herself, she could have had a very successful OBGYN practice, but she just left it all. And she just sat at the feet of the Gnani, recorded every word of his. And so her darshan was different from the darshan who just comes and says, oh, I did the darshan of Dada so that my business runs very well. He doesn't, the other, she, Niruma did not have any deceit in her intentions. She just had only one intention, that I want to become liberated. I want to attain the total experience of my S-capital self only. Whereas the other person has some ulterior motives, has got some world intentions. Darshan is a very great thing. To do the darshan is an amazing thing. There are various levels of darshan. Dada would give you a cup of tea if Alicia visited Dada, and he'll say, have a cup of tea, and then as you're leaving, Dada will say, Alicia, when will you come tomorrow? Will you come tomorrow, Alicia? So this is the kind of love that the Gnani would have for the nurturing. He did not want you around, but he just was caring so that you could rise high with reference to your and S capital self. This is, the Gnani's ways are very different with you. You see, the inner hunger must light up. You cannot create hunger. The hunger has to be there. It has to... Dada used to be a contractor. He knows Dada. I went to Bombay in the evening. I went to Santa Cruz to do darshan of Dada. I did the darshan of Dada. And then the satsang was in Dadar. When is this? I'm going to leave by Dehradun Express. Do you want to come to the satsang, says Dada? Dada, I want to come to satsang. Kanubai, I and Dada sat in a car, went to from Santa Cruz to Dadar. When the taxi reached Dada Sri, I put my money in my pocket. Dada says, Kanubai, pay the taxi man. You do. Dada. I took out 25 rupees to pay the cab man. And Dada paid for the cab. So Kanubai told me it was Dada's money, you should not say anything. Yes. And so Dada spent his own money to take his disciples to pilgrimages, to satsang, etc. I want to share. Dipakwai says it has happened to everybody. And then there was Lalita Masi. Then she made some food. She also fed me with love. And then let me leave. I also met Nehru in Mystery Building. Very good. The Gnani Masti, the one who preaches, then he will have the entertainment of Gnan. If you preach, then you will get the entertainment of Gnan, but you will not get the grace of the Gnani. So if you, it is very, there is a lot of danger in trying to preach somebody about this Gnan. In 1977, Dada said that Niruma can preach 1,000 jains, but after 77 took away the privilege of Niruma to do satsang with anybody. So then started repairing her ego of pride, the pride in her view that even I can do satsang. And so the repairing, the chiseling, all of these things are very dangerous. You can go take a temporary license. If you want to go and talk to somebody, take a temporary license from the Gnani, and then having done your work, then come back and then revert back to yourself, the S-capital self. It's because this is a great disease to talk about the Gnan and this beautiful science to others. you yourself have to attain your liberation, because if you really get into anything that, but if you lose that awareness, then you will lose your goal of liberation, because your essence of liberation, your goal of liberation, your very reason for existence in this human life is to attain your liberation and be done with it, so that you won't have to keep coming back here. But otherwise, if you start talking, people will stroke your ego. They'll say, "Oh, you speak so beautifully, you're so good, you know so much," But Dada Shri could have asked me to speak on the first day, but no. Dada Shri never gave me, but he knew the dangers of this pride that can become an enemy of yours within you. The sense, Dada Shri told me that I'm doing your Siddhi and Vidhi, but you remain subservient to me. So therefore, if I do not do according to, if I do not follow his instructions, then I will be doing a great service to him, and he will incur liabilities. So this path is such that you have to follow the instructions very, very precisely. Gnani Masti, the entertainment of Gnan, will throw you away from the five Agnas, because you enjoy talking about this Gnan to others. But you see, our greatest gift is to how we can please the Gnani. Am I following the Gnani? Am I helping the Gnani in any way? Yes, you can lead people to satsang, but do not try to become their leaders, do not try to become their gurus, mini gurus, but attain your salvation first, be done with it. Yes, it doesn't mean that you should stop, but do it on a small scale, but do not become a preacher, do not try to create a little group around you, do not create a separate group of yours, do not try to get the drum beaters around you, your own people who pamper you, and therefore you will move away from this very beautiful science which is meant to really lift you high into. So instead, why don't you just, then you will separate away from the group, because then the divisive intellect will set in. Because you never know where the divisive intellect, it can make you fall into the deepest ravine. And then it will be so hard for you to rise back into the levels of spirituality that you have attained so far. You see, even if you have a salary of 3,000, if you give a check of $1,000,000 to somebody as a postman, will you be happy? No, because the postman say, "I'm just a postman. My salary is 3,000. What do I have to do with this check of $1,000,000? It is not mine." And so the check of the $1,000,000 is the check, this Gnan of Dada Shri, you see. So we are all postmen only. We are handing over the message only. Do you understand? We remain the postman. Just share. Do not try to encash the check which is not yours. You see, the postman will deliver your letter. You open the letter and you find $1,000,000 check of that belongs to you. Does the postman keep it? Does the postman behave? It is in the same way, this G capital Gnan and this V capital Vignan belongs to the world. There is no owner. And how can you become the owner of this? You cannot have any ownership of it. Let it flow. There is no doer in it. Let it rise within everybody in a very beautiful way, without any sense of ownership of the ego or any ownership of the intellect, that I think I can do it better, I can spread it better, I can share it better. Our Radha is great, and that is one of those typical. There was a silent prayer. You can live with love, Niruma. It means to live with love. Is that, do we have to take it as an agna? This is when you're dying. Supposing your father is dying, he brings you by the bedside and he says, live with love. So the father, you know, you live it. You see, this is the, you leave everything. You see, you live. No matter what may happen, you can take it. This is Niruma has said. Niruma has carved it in my heart that live with love only. I will leave everything for it. I'm going to live with this love. And promise, we have promised it. This is Niruma, when she wrote, she could not even speak, but she said it without the word. She wrote it down. She says, you cannot touch dirt. You cannot, you know, you do not touch dirt. Dirt means passions, anger, greed, deceit, and pride. In that, everything comes in there. Everything comes in there. There is so much in that love. There should be no accusations, there is no conditions, there is unconditional love, there is no law, there is no rag or dvesh, there is no attachment or aversion, there is no anger, greed, deceit and pride. There is just pure vitrakta, pure detachment without any aversion or attachment. There is no partiality, this is your mind, this is not mine. There is no high, there is no low. This is the same kind of love for the one who is poor versus the one who is very rich, the one who is good, one who is bad. There is that the kind of oneness. That is how a loving one you have to become. There is, you know, intellect does not let you love. When there is no intellect, if you have the intellect within you, if you can identify this intellect within you, then, and if you sit in opposition of this intellect within you, then love will arise within you, then love will grow within you, and that love will get the work done. Then you do not have to say, you don't have to tell me anything, don't tell me anything, why don't you go tell the other person? Yes. He says, never use the intellect for that which is living. Find out. If it is a non-living thing, you can use the intellect, but if it is a living thing, never use the intellect. Because for the intellect, there is no role of the intellect for that which is living. Yes, use the intellect to solve the problems in the world, but never use the intellect for anything else. Then you will become the embodiment of love. Sirish Bhayan, you can say name it. Because we do not want to become the Updeshak. We are not messengers. We just want to become preachers. We want to become messengers. We want to become the postmen, and then we want to, we have done this thing here, you know, this work is done of Dada, this work is done. This is, you know, like, you know, if you cannot deliver all the mail, then, you know, you say, okay, my friend, why don't you deliver the rest of the mail? You know, so the mail gets delivered, that is how it is. He says, the beauty of this science will, if Dada's beautiful speech, if it can be shared with the world without the sense that I'm going to do it or I'm going to do it, that is where the divisiveness will come in. Let us, yes. It is just a record only, you say so, in other words. So we are just ordinary human beings here. This is such a magnificent science that is going to be around for 18,000 years. It needs to be shared in a very beautiful way. We just need to become the servant of the servant. We have to become the lowest of the lowest, the Laghuttam. He says, can you? If somebody says, well, if you got this page, yes, if somebody says, why don't you give me this page? And somebody says, why don't you give me this paper? So I immediately give this. Somebody demands something out of you, just go do it. Then he'll feel good, you know. But if he says, oh, give it to me, and you say, who the hell, he better improve his tone, I'm not going to give it to him, then you have immediately adopted an internal superior position, and therefore your ego will rise. If you learn to sublimate your ego in this way, it is... I want everybody to become Afreen on Dada only. I want everybody to love Dada. Would you? Yes. Yes. It is just junk. Okay, to our because it's in other words, we were nothing, but you know, this Dada has made us do the Ved. He says we should have this thing. Because I never knew anything until I came to Dada. Because Niruma nurtured me, Dada nurtured me, so. I knew what kind of junk I had within me, but it is Dada that has lifted me up, and so the whole credit goes to Dada. You see, we were nothing until we heard Dada. So how can we take any credits for anything that we were nothing? This is Dada's Vignan. This is not the result of my speech. It is Dada's speech that is really, really making all the difference. Now in the next one, Vinamrata and Kadkai. You cannot become like this tomorrow. You just have to go through the agnas. Dada's agna is my religion. Dada's agna is my penance. Dada's agna is my religion. Dada's agna is my penance. So at every stage, investigate. If I do this, will Dada be happy? If I do this, will Dada be pleased with me? Just check within me. If I do this. It says, just do what Dada, the Lord within you, will be pleased with. Dada, and so, oh, look at Dada and say, Dada, if I'm doing this, if I do this, Dada, will you be pleased? If Dada says yes, then go ahead and do it. If Dada says no, then don't do it. You see, as simple as that. Okay, now we are, Deepak Bhai is going to do the Vidhi for us. Deepak Bhai is in Bilai or Calcutta, probably one of the places for probably leaving for Calcutta this morning. Do the Vidhi, visualize yourself at the feet of the Gnani or Lord Simandar and say, Oshut Atmachu, I am pure soul, I am pure soul. You just have to say, I am pure soul, I am pure soul, or pure soul. I am the eternal one, I am pure soul. And he's going to come in a minute. This is a mass Vidhi. It has tremendous inner energizing subatomic particles in the relative, as well as tremendous inner effects on this side of the line of demarcation. Awaiting the Gnani Purush to do this telephone Vidhi for Mahatmas, some 800, 900, or probably 1,000 here. Vidhi means that which is absolutely worth doing. The highest priority within this human life. It is usually done with unity of mind, speech and body. It is done with the exact inner awareness of the separation of the non-self and the self. And for those who have not received this Gnan Vidhi of Dada Shri, they have to say, I bow down to the eternal Lord within me, Dada Bhagwan. I give my highest obeisance to the eternal one within me, Dada Bhagwan. દાદા ભગવાન ને નમસ્કાર કરું છું. જય સચ્ચિદાનંદ, જય સચ્ચિદાનંદ. દીપકભાઈ વોઇસ, લેટ અસ ડુ ધ વિધિ. બોલો. જય સચ્ચિદાનંદ, જય સચ્ચિદાનંદ ટુ એવરીબડી.